So I don't know how many of you are in that concept in your life where you look at yourself and you sometimes you get to the end of the day and you go, oh my gosh, what didn't I accomplish today, right? I mean, we can talk about what we did accomplish, but our list of what we didn't accomplish sometimes turns out to be quite a bit longer than what we did accomplish, and we tend to get sidetracked or distracted or misdirectional or blah, blah, blah. I know that I fit in that category. As productive as I am, and Lydia says Mary Jo produces more than anyone else I know, the problem with me is that I tend to be so multidirectional that I'm not sure I'm doing the most important things, right? And I don't know, how many on this call, can anyone want to interject, take yourself off mute and just say, interject right now. How many of you feel that way about what you're doing in your Manatech business or even just overall in life? Do you feel like you're being maximum productive on a daily basis? Anyone want to share? Because I don't want to just beat up on myself. As productive as I think I am, and then I look around and think, oh my gosh, I have 25 other things I need to be doing. Anyone? Oh, we're quiet this morning. Okay, group. So maybe you agree with me, but so I found
this
guy,
Gavin.
Hi.
This is Mary in Phoenix. How are you, Mary Jo?
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I would just say totally that I am. I definitely have those same feelings at the end of the day, and just listen to something that said, you know, it's not a matter of time management, it's a matter of attention management. And
right.
I can get my, I'm getting aware of how frequently I get distracted, and then I'm letting myself get distracted. And the more you let yourself get distracted, the more you get addicted to distraction.
Exactly.
And then you start looking for distractions. And
I absolutely.
Totally,
then they become the mainstay of your life.
Yes,
and a lot of that is because what happens in our distractions, Mary?
Well, you think that you're doing something, and then you never get back to what you were really doing.
Right, but distractions are like shiny object syndrome for us, right?
Yes,
I mean, because it's like if we get caught into something that we're just like the doldrums, and sometimes Manatech business or doing network marketing can be, you know, we really don't want to call that person today, or do I have to do this, or blah, blah, blah. You know, we start doing that because we've been doing it so long, and all of a sudden this shiny object syndrome, boom, that's more exciting. Oh, I'd rather help that person. Oh, I think God's calling me to do this, because we make excuses why we do it, too, don't we?
Yes, and if there's a spiritual component to it, of course it's got to be something that's more important than what you were supposed to be doing. Anyway, just want to let you know, you are not beating up on yourself. I will definitely say, yes, this is me. So
absolutely.
That's all. I'm going to go back to mute.
Okay, thanks for being so honest. No, and I appreciate your share, because I believe that most of us on this call fit in that same category. And network marketing or entrepreneurism in and of itself causes that to happen, because we get out of a structured environment of a job and we step into entrepreneurship where we're our own boss and we love all the facets of that. We get to do what we want, when we want, where we want, all this freedom we have. But the fact is that we abuse our freedom. We abuse it. We misuse it, abuse it, and we create very limited results because of that. So it's about how do we get back into a discipline around our time, because our time is our only limited asset in our life. We cannot have back yesterday. It's gone. We only have today, tomorrow, and they're looking forward. So whenever we waste time, it's gone forever. And it's not about you beating up on yourself when you decide to go and, you know, take the kids out to dinner or blah, 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 blah. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, facets of our life that deserve attention. But how do we regulate that? I mean, truly step into self-regulation. And some of you hate that word because you're more carefree, or you have this entrepreneurial spirit, which is a spirit of just, you know, going out and doing whatever you feel like whenever you want to and be having this kind of freedom. I mean, that's one of the big attractor factors for entrepreneurism. But the problem with it is we take advantage of it. We abuse it. So I want you to start off today with the concept is, am I an abuser of my entrepreneurial freedom? And just answer that question, because I believe most of us would have to say yes. And as bloody productive as I am, doing 25 different projects, doing XYZ mission field, blah, blah, I look at it and I go, how much more could I do if I just got a grip over my time? And you know what? It's amazing what I've left behind. It's amazing what I've left undone. So I'm convicted. Today, moving forward, Lydia and I are working on new projects. We're putting together calendars, and you're going to see this guy really turned me on. He's a, you know, incredibly productive guy. He's actually out of the UK. His name is Gavin Mountford. Did some incredible trainings on, you know, becoming a master of productivity, and that's what we're talking about. So, and the idea is that our mindset has to be right. I mean, when your mindset is, oh, I'll never be good at network marketing, oh, Manatech this, or oh, blah, 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 then you're already lost. You're already gone. You already have given up. You're already past the stage of return. You get it? Not that you can't return, choose differently, but I'm saying that once you have that mindset, you got to first go back and work on mindset, because a bad mindset controls everything else. So what's wrong with my mindset? What do I think about? So the first thing you want to do is really look at, you know, your mindset and say, I am totally committed to being as productive as possible in my Manatech business, because I know if I get as productive as possible, I will create phenomenal changes that will give financial security to myself and my family for generations to come. Can you guys say that? Write that down. I know that if I maximize my productivity, I will bring financial security to myself and my family for generations to come. Make that statement. Write that down. And adopt that mindset. Now you are driven, because you look at it like, am I going to deny myself and my family financial security? Whoa. I don't like that concept. I'd rather have financial security. You know, I dream of that myself. I look at my Manatech account and I go, wow, I'm going to put that in a trust. My kids are going to be able to benefit from it, that, you know, for years to come. If they can, if all my kids and my niece and nephew, if they all can get a couple thousand extra dollars, each one of them, every single month for the rest of their lives because of what I created, what a trust that is, right? What an incredible value that is to them and their offspring thereafter, paying college tuition funds, although I have my first grandkid going to college, but all these things that we can create. So why aren't we doing that? And it doesn't have to be something big, people. Maybe you look and you go, well, Mary Jo, you can do that because you're making 10, 20,000, blah, 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 right? No, I'm not making 20. I did it one time, but not anymore. But the idea is whatever you're making is a blessing. Whatever you're making is a blessing. And why not want to pass that on? Or use it yourself in your own retirement to bless people. Do your church work, whatever it is. There's always room to bless people, right? So mindset first. So choose that mindset. So write a statement about your conviction about being productive. And repeat that. Post it up on the wall. Read it every morning. Read it in midday. Read it at the end of the day about your productivity level. I'd like you guys all to come up with a productivity statement and maybe send it in to Lydia or Mary Jo, and then next Monday I'll review all those, and I'll just print them off so everybody can look at everybody else's productivity statement. How's that? Let's kick off with that, because mindset's foundational. I'm not going one step further in the outline until you guys get the importance of mindset. Without that, Mary Jo can lecture to you for the rest of her life, and it won't matter. All right, so let's get into preview. No one wants to pick up the phone to talk to people about network marketing today. Some will go to the internet and get information. Other ways, signed up, change quickly. Everything we're doing today is very different than how we've done it in the past. Everybody agree? Some of you might be still doing some of those phone calls. I still do a few of those, but most of it's social media, or it's by emails or messaging, private messaging, even not even emails. People don't like those anymore either. And capturing leads online, internet full of information. We're really become knowledge workers, right? And we tend to, because we're on the internet so much, what happens? Wow! We get tons of shiny objects that's thrown at us. So how do we keep Seeley focused? He says, so Gavin is a guy that teaches you how to be 100% focused. Have a North Star. He calls it North Star. We're going to talk about that today, North Star, to create your $10,000 per month strategy. Now, okay, those of you on the call who right away went, oh, Mary Jo, I'll never make $10,000 a month, that's okay. Change the number, $1,000 per month. Where do you want to be? And we're going to talk about that, not just today and 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. Where do you want to be? That's your strategy. Your North Star is how to create that. That becomes your North Star. So, and how does he do it? He reverse engineers it. What does that mean? You don't start with the end. You start with the beginning. You start small. What do I do today? What do I need to start doing today? What do I start need to do and recognize? And he breaks down your year into 12-week chunks, right? So you got four 12-week chunks, so, four times. Well, but Mary Jo, there's more weeks. There's 51 weeks in the year, and how come you only have 48? Well, because you get some time off, right? But he breaks it down. Three 4-week periods, and he breaks it down. So it's reverse engineering, and he talks about daily activity. You know, we've been talking about daily activity ever since I started network marketing, but how many of us are doing the most important activities every day? Three books that Gavin recommends you read. By the way, I'm taking on all of these, so I will be doing a book review on them over the next few weeks. Lydia's already got them on order from my reading this guy. Miracle Morning for Network Marketers, that actually was a recommendation by Wendy Kramer when we put together the Manatech system, system.manatech.com, that whole program for you guys to help bring along new business builders. So that's a great one. 12-week year, and we're going to talk about chunks of 12 weeks. The Brian Moran wrote that. And four 12-week periods in there, we're going to talk about that. And then Habit Factor by Martin Grunberg. So each one of those I'm going to isolate on over the next few weeks. I'm prepping you to be your best. And I'm not prepping it for 2020. I'm prepping it for right now. So don't procrastinate. Start putting these things in your behavioral patterning today. Okay? So we'll do book reviews on those three. All right. So that's the preview. Now let's talk about his Master Productivity. Phase one, each week. Each week he talks about doing this. Phase one, identify then eliminate for your information overload. How many of us go into information overload on a weekly basis? Oh, my goodness. How many of you print off things like on the Internet once in a while and then all of a sudden you have 25 articles on your desk and you don't know what to do with them because all over the place? How many of you take pictures of things and you go like this and you go, I'm going to condense it and put it all in one file? How many have folder files that are so massive that you've stored things in but you've never actually looked at them? How many of you look at something, you get started, and then you don't finish, so you leave it in there? How many of you looked at things that you have finished, and then you just leave it in there anyway because you liked it so much? You think you're going to get back to it, but you never do. Am I relating to any of you? You know, we have this overwhelm amount of information. Do you know the numbers of bits of information that hit us every day is like a million times more than it was 100 years ago? That's how huge it is. It's huge. We are on information overload as a society, and it causes us to lose our level of productivity like nothing else. So the idea is isolate yourself. Okay, so what business opportunities are you involved in right now? Are you doing Facebook ads, videos? You start looking at what behavioral patterns I'm doing. So make a list. How am I growing my business right now? Make a list. How is that? How am I growing my business? Some of you are saying, Mary Jo, I'm not growing my business. Well, how are you attempting to grow your business, right? What are you doing, okay, on a daily basis? Record them. And if you're not doing that daily, then maybe you choose weekly, but put something down. Write down all your family activities. What do you do in family? I go shopping. I do ironing. I do everything. I do cooking. I do, you pick up kids. I take care of grandkids. I do blah, 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 blah. So you want to identify everything you have going on. Fill your page with all these things. Dump everything there. Right? Every ball that you're juggling, you want to dump on a page. And you'll see that some of these things just cause overwhelm or cause challenges, all these kind of things. And then you go, does everything you currently do integrate perfectly with each other? If not, now start evaluating. What are my conflicts on my laundry list of the 50 things that I do? So you still got to, first of all, do the dumping. Dump, dump, dump. See how they conflict. Focus on one at a time. Line them up and make sure everything ties out. So everything in your Manatech business should tie out. You shouldn't be following seven different methods at the same time. Have them tie out. What are you using and what are they? Are you blogging, Facebook, Twitter, video, PPC, whatever it is? private messaging, whatever you might be doing, write down all the things that you're doing to grow your business, as well as you're looking at your personal life. How many completely different websites are you currently operating, and what are they? How many courses and information products have you purchased over the last year, and what are they? If you don't take action on what you learned, then how valuable are they? Excuse me. So how many of you are doing that? How many of you are actually jumping into classes and courses and taking all sorts of things, and you just never do anything with them? Raise your hand. A lot of hands are raised. I can't see you, but I know they are. How much time do you spend on social media and social networks and email doing unproductive work? Then make a list of all the active subscriptions you are currently paying for, whether it's autoresponders, affiliate software. How much money is going out of your credit card every single month on things that you're not even utilizing? You thought it was a good idea 6 months ago or 6 years ago, and guess what? You're just not using it today. But somebody told you, as a network marketer, you ought to do it. So you're doing it. Mistake? Yeah. So what you want to do is make your laundry list. You have to identify first, make that huge laundry list of everything you're doing on a daily basis, then all the activities around your business that you're doing, then all the programs, the courses, the studies, the, you know, all the subscriptions you have that you're doing. Make a list of all that, and then go through and start eliminating. Cleanse where you are. Because if you don't do the cleanse first, if you don't identify and eliminate first, you're going to forever be running that tractor through the mud flats. And you're going to slow yourself down to a bloody halt in this business. So get real clarity around what it is that you're not doing. What are you willing to do? How many other things do you have going on? How do I, you know, look at what are priorities, what are not, and eliminate all that. So once you eliminate, now you're down and you've isolated the most critical things to be involved in. Obviously, family is going to be there, right? And some of the important things. But I'm talking about also your everything you're doing in your business. And if you need some help on this, contact your upline or somebody, you know, crossline or somebody that you trust that can help you deal with some of these things. But you want to eliminate things. Because you want to go through a cleanse so that you have such clarity on how you're going to drive your business in the next 12 months, 14 months. I'm talking about, you know, October's almost over, so you got November, December. We want to get a momentum now. We don't want to wait till January 1, even though I like to use the word Vision 2020. Because I think it's a wonderful concept. In fact, you guys should all write that down. Vision 2020. Vision 2020. When we get into goal planning and things like that, we're going to talk about Vision 2020. But you want to be on that momentum. If you wait till January 1 to get started, you won't create momentum till February, perhaps. Some of you, maybe not till December of next year. So you want to start creating momentum now. Start that ball rolling down that hill now, so that your 2020 is truly off the charts, right? We want to get active and going and moving, talking to people, you know. But again, we got to cleanse ourselves, identify and eliminate first. Now we plan. Phase two is we plan our perfect week. And we attached a document that just, it's talk about segmenting your time. It's just a calendar, and you put in the calendar. If you look at the back of the page of the outline, you're going to see a calendar. And this is like the perfect week. What you do is you're going to have different color combinations. Start with that, and then you can fill in what you're going to do, right? So the color-coded is great. So green is your morning routine. Some of you might have a morning routine. You get up at 6 o'clock, you get dressed, you go to the workout club, you work out, then you spend time in your garden. You know, guys know Mary Jo's morning routine, right? I spend time working on my brain. I do some puzzles. I work with, you know, the celebrity cipher and bridge. Because I want to continuously work on my brain patterning to be, you know, make sure that stays functional for the next 65 years of my life, as my husband tells me. And then by 8 o'clock, boom, I'm in the office, right? So that's my morning routine. I don't know what yours is, but I'm going to suggest if you don't have a morning routine, you're already robbing yourself of productivity. One of the most important things we do is we put a routine to our lives so that we create results we choose to create. So build a morning routine. Build a morning routine. Now, some of you go, well, Mary Jo, but sometimes I have the grandkids, sometimes I don't. Then put it in your calendar. Put it in your calendar. And you could put it, let's say you go, well, I'm not sure which day I'm going to have them or not have them. Or, then you put an asterisk, and you put the asterisk, and you go, with grandkids, and then the rest where there's not an asterisk, it's without the grandkids. So you follow me? But you don't fail to schedule your days because you don't know whether you're going to have your grandchildren or not. Is everybody relating to this? We use massive excuses on how to fail in this business because we have so much flexibility that we just choose failure. We're not, like, intellectually choosing failure. We're choosing it by our behavior, and we have to stop it. We'll never get ahead if we don't put a stop to that. So green is your morning routine. Pink on the calendar is your family time, whatever that might look like. Orange is your business. What are my business hours? Schedule your business hours, right? Blue is an evening routine. I have an evening routine. My husband comes home. I make him dinner. He loves to watch TV. I take work downstairs, in fact, or read a book because I really am not a big TV watcher unless it's the Green Bay Packers playing football. But other than that, there's not a lot on TV that I like to watch that he likes to watch because, you know, Perry Mason's not my favorite show. Sorry, honey, I don't live back in the 1950s. So, but the idea is that we're all different. I honor him and love him, so I, you know, will be there and sit there with him because he wants me there. So that's okay. But so you have an evening routine as well. The brown is homework that we do. The purple on the calendar is your personal time. So there's like six colors on your calendar. And you can look at that and you can plan it out for yourself. Your calendar is going to be different. And you might have a seventh color. I'm not telling you how many, but you need at least morning routine, evening routine, family time, business time, homework to do perhaps, and then personal. Everybody got that? So set up your calendar and do it today. Procrastinate tomorrow? It's up to you. But once you build procrastination into your routine, guess what? Going to be there every day. Procrastination. I don't want procrastination in my life. Today's the first day of the rest of my life, and you know what? I don't know that I have tomorrow. So I'm going to get as much done as I can today because I don't know that tomorrow's going to come for me. There's no guarantee on tomorrow. So let's start, you know, planning that perfect week. And whether you're an overachiever, and some people look at, you know, Mary Jo is an overachiever because I do 5,000 things. I'm not sure I'm an overachiever. I just like a lot of things on my platter.
You are.
Oh, Lydia says, yes, you are. But, you know, and we spend as much of time possible on work because I don't look at my work as work. I look at it as a joy. When I can do Manatech, it's a joy. Why is it a joy? Because I can solve people's problems. And if I can help solve people's problems, that is called contribution. And contribution is my number one core value. So I love being in contribution. So you better believe I love to do Manatech work. I love to do all the other kind of things I do with all the S&P and all the people in Manatech because I do a lot. I help people with legal stuff. I help people all sorts of stuff because God gave me so many gifts, I want to pour them forward. So that's my concept, right? So I'm maybe an overachiever, but you might be a procrastinator. You'd like to indulge in everything else except what? Your Manatech businesses. You find distractions so readily because, you know what, they're shiny objects and they're more fun and Manatech kind of mundane and I don't know what to do anyway and I don't really like talking to people and, you know, the last three people turned me down. I mean, we use all this garbage in our head. Get rid of the garbage. Cleanse. Do a cleanse. Remember? Where did we start? We started off with what? Mindset. Do the cleanse. You got to get rid of the cleanse. You got to get the cleanse going. Cleanse all that stuff out of your brain. Get rid of it. It's just garbage that you're buying into inappropriately. So whether you're a procrastinator or you're an overachiever, both of us need desperately a fixed schedule. I clearly do because I can keep busy 24/7 and not get anything done. Anyone else raise their hand on that one? Yeah. I mean, it's not that I don't get anything done. I don't get done the most important things to get done. There's most important in network marketing, and we got to keep an eye on the prize. the Google Calendar. You choose. You leave your internet business until last. Focus on the most important things in life, like exercise, religion, family. We talked about that. What your patterning is when you're planning that perfect week. Spiritual work. Business goes in last, and never specific tasks when you build this calendar, because this is a fixed calendar you look at every single day. Does everybody get that? And your tasks are going to change every day, right? This calendar is a picture on your wall. You share it with your family, pass it around. This is your schedule. You don't vary from your schedule. Now, oh, Mary Jo, what if I have a funeral? Because I happen to have a funeral this week on Wednesday. So am I going to vary from my schedule? Of course. I have a funeral. Am I going to vary on my schedule because I'm doing a grocery shopping tour today? Yes, I'll vary from my schedule, right? So, I mean, there's going to be some variances that naturally happen, probably even on a daily basis, but we limit them. They're not, oh, I need to go out and get a hot fudge sundae. No, that's not a variance on my schedule, right? Because it's like a lack of discipline. So we look at lack of discipline versus things that we're convicted about that fit our value system that we fit in there because they're appropriate versus our schedule. Okay? So schedule, plan your perfect week. Schedule time. Okay, this is a new concept for me as well. So planning perfect week is kind of conceptually a little bit different than what I've done in the past, so I love that. Schedule time, which is 3 on the outline, is using chunk scheduling. Do you guys get this? This is an interesting concept because, and I've never done this before. And I told Lydia when I was reading this article and listening to this guy's video, I was so excited because it was like, you know what? This is what causes me sometimes to get drained. How many of you start working on something and you just feel like your energy level starts falling off? Well, this is why this guy says, you know, you need to focus on one project for like 60 minutes. Now, that assumes a project needs 60 minutes of focus time. So it could be, your project could be, I'm going to focus on connecting with 5 people in the next hour. Okay, that's fine. That's a project. You don't have to say one person per hour, right? I'm going to do this is my time for me to connect with brand new people, cold marketing, whatever that might be. 60-minute focus. Then he says shift, because he says, what happens to you when you start focusing on something for more than 60 minutes is you lose your level of productivity. Pretty intriguing, isn't it? And I can kind of agree with that. Sometimes some of us lose our level of productivity after 5 minutes because we have such bad ADHD that we can't keep focused long enough. But I want you to play around with this in your life where you focus on one project for 60 minutes. When you put an egg timer on your desk, put a schedule. I'm scheduled from, 8 to 9, this is what I'm going to do this morning. And then you take a new project on. Pop in a new project. Your productivity will increase immensely. You're giving your brain a break. It's chewed on this. It's in your subconscious. It's stored. When you come back to that project later, guess what happens? Wow, a whole new light. A whole new light. Because you're allowing your subconscious to work on it while you're pursuing something else. And you're resting your brain because you kind of got stuck wherever you were and you go in tend to get in cycles instead of allowing you to be your highest productivity with regard to that project. So 60-minute focus on one project, 60 minutes on the second project, then you take a 30-minute break and just let everything go. 30-minute break. So the alternative might be 50 minutes on a project, 10-minute break, 50 minutes, 10-minute break, and then you take a 30-minute break. But never sit in front of your computer all day long. Wow, that's a big awakening for Mary Jo and Lydia. We sit in front of our computers all day long. We're stopping that routine after reading this. It always creates greater productivity. So try this for yourself. I think the other thing it'll do for you, why do I think it creates greater productivity? I'm going to tell you why I fell in love with this, is because I believe you come back refreshed. I think when you work on something for 2-3 hours at a time, it gets to be mundane. It gets to be a struggle. It gets to be more like rote work, and you lose your energy behind it and your enthusiasm, your E&E. Thus, you become distracted readily. And then your productivity really falls off because now you're really open to any possible distraction because you're getting bored with whatever that project is. And so the idea is to spend that time on it, give yourself a break, shift to something else, then take an actual break, and then go back and you can work on it again, and you'll have a renewed spirit around it. So just a concept of you developing this as a discipline in your daily routine, and you can use the egg timers, you can use whatever you want to do it. The other thing is he says dedicate at least 30 minutes, okay, at least 30, which is minimum, that's 5 minutes per item, every day to what he calls savers. Savers are silence or meditation or prayer, okay, we can all do that. That's a simple process, and I'm sure a lot of you do that already. Silence or meditation, okay. Then you have affirmations, right? I actually use affirmations because I'm a big fan of Noah St. John. I believe in tapping into my subconscious in a big way. So affirmations, 5 minutes on that. Visualizations, right? What's that? Where am I going? What's my business going to look like? What am I going to accomplish? You're visualizing a future, and it's not a future 10 years from now. It could be a future in the next 30 days. It could be a future in the next day. It could be visualizing somebody saying yes to you on your call this afternoon, your follow-up call, right? Visualize positivity and watch how positivity, you attract positivity in your life. So how much of us practice visualization techniques, which are critical? Exercise, ooh, baby, yeah, I think more than 5 minutes on that, but I tend to do that. I build that in my routine every morning, so at least while I'm not sick. When I'm sick, I tend not to push my body because I'm waiting to heal. But exercise every single day, and that could be, for me, that's a 45-minute workout in the morning. So you could do that as well and take that off your list if you do that, or find a way of exercising around the house for 5 to 15 minutes. Reading, so what is the great book you're entrenched in right now? Well, I know all of you are going to be entrenched in 3 great books, The Miracle Morning, 12-Week Year, and The Habit Factor soon. So you always want to be reading. And then scripting and writing. Why is scripting and writing so important for you guys? I'm going to tell you that our world is communicating through social media. And if you want to be a part of the world today and grow your business effectively, you need to start using social media or entrenching yourself more in it. Is it easy to understand today? Yes, I believe so. And I think all of you can do it. Let me give you an example. A lot of you know that Lydia and I are, well, you know what, Lyd, I don't mind. I could send them my chart. No? Oh, can't today. Lydia actually drafted a chart for me. It's called MJH Social Media Content Creation. And it tells me on a weekly basis what I'm creating, what content I'm creating for my social media pages. Okay? So it's just a content creation kind of, and I'll be happy to share that with you guys. Just to give you an idea, everybody's different, and I'm by far no social media genius by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm getting more and more and more into it because I know that's the reality of our world. And if I want to stay up with the world, I need to stay there. So I can share that with you, but it's about content creation. It's about scripting and writing. Yes, I'm doing content all the time. I mean, I'm doing little blogs, and I'm doing posts and podcasts and blogs and Facebook Lives every single week. So if I'm not doing those things, then I'm not running my business. So it's important for us to look at that. And you know, if we need some more trainings on those kind of things, I'm more than happy to do that. I think it's directional for us. But we need to be spending time on our social media. So it's important to be working on those things, scripting and writing every single day. And so that's going to help you move forward, help you attract more people. Let me just give you an idea. Lydia and I did a second bot, B-O-T. A lot of you have heard Amantix hired a digital, they have a digital, what do they call it, digital something team now. They have a team of people. One gal's got like orange or green hair, and she's got all tattoos all over. I mean, they've hired these people much because of Mary Jo's momentum in this direction and pushing them to come into the 21st century. They now have a digital marketing team that are made up of these young kids in their 20s and 30s. And bots are one of the things that I turned Al onto, and he went to the bot conference with us, and now we're building bots. We built our second bot around the sleep product. And Lydia, how many hits did we get? We posted the second bot on Friday. It got approved Friday night, and we got, Lydia's had over 10,000 people that saw that bot. Hello, do you think that could produce some results in sales for you? 10,000 people, and all you did was post a bot on a social media site. How many of you guys would like that to happen? You follow what's going on in the world today? And you can boost your posts. You can do all sorts of things that make it more effective. But those are that kind of thing. So that's why, you know, drafting is so important. Drafting is so important. So I'll get you a copy of my chart to just give you some idea on that. And you know, we all can do it. We're all capable of doing it. So it's just a matter of taking that next step. And if you want to get back to me and send me an email and go, Mary Jo, I really, this is my doubts about it, this is my questions about it, this is where we're going. Some of you have been fighting social media for 10 years, like Mary Jo. I'm right in there with you. But there's no fight left.
Instead of sending you an email,
what?
You don't have time to respond to the email.
Okay, Lydia's saying instead of email.
Get off mute and ask the question right there, and you can benefit other people.
No. Yeah, we'll talk about it at the end when I'm done. Okay. Good, good, good. Yeah, if we get done today, maybe we'll, yeah. But I'm just, I just need, my issue isn't that I'm necessarily going to respond to you guys and all that. It's, you know, I need to get back to Manatech and help them formulate their policy moving forward. And if we need to do, like, bot trainings and podcast trainings and those kind of things, I'd love to have that done. But, you know, people, the reality is there are 101 of those trainings already posted on YouTube videos. You can go learn how to do this stuff so easily. And maybe what we just need is a list of where you can go to learn so you take that directional. All right? And then on the outline, we go to phase three. So we went through phase one, phase two, right? Right? Phase one, identify and eliminate. Phase two is plan your perfect week, which means using the chunk scheduling in that perfect week. And then phase three is developing your North Star. And this is what Lydia and I are working on right now. And it's something to keep us focused on things that matter. We're building a 10-year vision. And some of you are going, 10-year vision? Mary Jo, I'm 75. That's okay. I'm 65 on Friday, and I'm building a 10-year vision. I want to know what this looks like at 75. Because I'm going to be around until I'm 130, so I better figure out what I'm going to be doing the next 65 years, right? So the idea is making sure you have a long-term goal. Now, some of you go, well, Mary Jo, I've done a 10-year vision, and it's a pie in the sky. It's okay. That's what 10-year visions are. But you have to have a vision of where you're going before you can start tracking where you are today and what you need to do today to get there, right? So you do a 10-year vision, a 3-year vision, and a 12-week vision, three different ones, as well as a 1-year focus goal. And I'm going to suggest that your 1-year focus goal, do it a 14-month focus goal, just for fun, because we have 2 months left in this year, actually more. We have 2 months in, and today's the 22nd? No, 21st. And anyway, today's the 21st. So you have 10 more days in the month of October. So you have, and then you have November and December. So do like your vision for the rest of this year. Or you could, you know, I just want you guys all to be in Achievers Club. So I want you to get somebody signed up in the next 11 days. Please join the Achievers Club. Please join the Achievers Club. I just beg of you to join the Achievers Club. Because once you make it a habit, guess what? Habits are sustainable. We just keep the habit. That's what I did. When the Achievers Club came out, what did Mary Jo say? I said, I'm a leader, so I need to be in the Achievers Club. And I've been in the Achievers Club every single business period since it started. And that's, I'm not here to boast about that. I'm just telling you, that's what leadership is. So we want to make sure we all stand in leadership, right? Stand in leadership. You can't go out there and get your people in your organization to be in the Achievers Club if you're not choosing to be there. And it's just a choice, people. It's a choice. It's about dedicating your time and energy to get one new associate signed up every single month. A choice. J.P. Costa signs up 8 every month. Maybe we can do 1. What do you think? Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not like J.P. Costa. I know I'm not asking you to do 8. I'm just saying 1. I'm not J.P. Costa either. Right? And I don't have that kind of level of, you know, exclusive directional dedication to exclusively Manatech 24/7. But the idea is make commitments. So have a 12-week vision, but first of all, you want to have 12-week vision, 3-year vision, 10-year vision for 2020, vision 2020. But you also want to build a vision for the next 10 weeks. Build yourself into momentum in the next 10 weeks and watch what happens for 2020. And then you look at 1-year focus goal. I would say, again, look out for the end of 2020. 12-week goals for that, because we're chopping our year into 12-week segments. 12-week four, 12-week segments. Affirmations or affirmations, all of you know how to draft them. If you don't, just go and look at a YouTube video or look them up, Google it, and you'll find out how to do it. Draft them. Share them with Upline or Crossline or somebody to fine-tune it for you. Make it happen. Get it done. A daily method of operation, your DMO. What's your daily method of operation? Okay. I gave you a copy of what Gavin produced, okay? I took a couple things out of it because it didn't apply to us, but this is basically right off of Gavin's work. So create, capture, connect, comment, communicate, close. Daily method of operation, okay? It's a 6-step sponsoring sequence. You just do it daily. So you can use that DMO, very valuable for each and every one of us. I also gave you a document, Your Perfect Future, right, and tells you how to draft that for purposes of going forward. And then habits. What are my daily habits? We just create habits. What are my habits? And remember what our day is. Our habits come from our outline, our calendar. We set a calendar that structures us. What are we going to do on a daily basis? All of the attached documents support your approach. So people, this is critical. It's critical for me, it's critical for you, it's critical for any one of us who really chooses to take our business to new levels. If you're not committed to that, then keep on just living day by day. But my problem is this. I look at myself and I go, you know, Mary Jo, when I'm not productive in a given day, it doesn't lift my spirits. When my spirits aren't lifted, I'm not the kind of person I want to be to everyone else on this planet. I can't be an encourager. I can't love people like I want to love them. I can't go out and do all the charity work that I want to do. I can't when I'm not productive. So it all starts with one thing. It starts with me being at choice around what I create. What level of productivity am I committed to? What level of commitment am I making? So start with that. Look at yourself. Do some deep dives, deep digging. And look at yourself and get a grip on this, because Manatech truly has the most outstanding products in the marketplace, I believe, anywhere for health. Of course, I've experienced all those changes, and many of you on this call have experienced equal, if not more outstanding challenges, because you might have overcome a health challenge. I can't really claim that because I've never had one, but I don't really want one. So I'm just happy that Manatech has helped sustain this level of incredible energy and health that I have today. And I pray I'll have tomorrow and the next 65 years. So the idea is, people, you know, we have something special here. Let's go out and make a difference with it instead of play at it or get discouraged or allow ourselves to flounder. But it starts with mindset. So work on that and then work on all these step-by-steps. Next week we'll report in and see how everybody's doing. But hopefully this has been helpful. Any comments, questions, you guys? Good? Time crunching. This is efficiency teaching.
Mary Jo?
Did this help it? Yeah.
Hi, yes, this is so great. I love all the detail. Is it possible to get this chart that has the colors larger? Because I printed it, but it's hard to read.
A larger chart with the colors. Yes, I think we can do that.
Yeah, a full page would be wonderful.
Oh, we took it off of a, you know what? We took it off of a video. But what I can do is I can develop it for me, and I can give you mine. Does that make sense?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll develop it for Mary Jo, and I will send that out to you.
Okay.
Yay.
And which email should we use whenever we email you or Lydia? Because I've got more than one, and I'm not sure.
Probably email Lydia.
And which one is that? Which email is that for her?
I don't know. Do you have my email?
Just reply back to the outline they got.
Oh, you can reply back to the outline you got. Yeah. Just reply back to the outline because
okay.
that all comes to us as well. Everything that comes back off. So if, you know, we send you outlines every Monday morning. If you reply mm-hmm. and send back, we get all that information from you. Okay? Let's do it
and
that
so
way.
So we asked via email for this chart, the MJH chart you talked about.
The MJH chart.
About scripting. It was about, you said you would share it with us. It's about scripting and writing. You said you made
Oh, yes, my chart. It's called the MJH Social Media Content Creation Chart. It's a,
she's gonna get it
and everybody's going to get it. We're going to...
She's in the bot class. She's going to get
yeah.
it in the bot
class. Oh, you're in my bot class too, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, you'll get it in the bot class as well. Okay.
Thank you so much.
So you get double dose. You get it on Monday calls and the bot class. Okay, great. Yeah, we'll send that out to everybody so you can just see. And I'm not saying, by the way, you don't have to follow my content thing. I'm just giving you, you know, what I'm creating on a weekly basis. You create your own. And I have two different businesses. I do Manatech business, and I also have something called GMMA, Global Mindset Mastery. So I'm doing a lot of work in that as well. I have two different things going because I love mindset. I love working with people's mindset. So there's a couple different projects that I'm working on, not just exclusively Manatech. If you're exclusively Manatech, then yours will look a little different than mine, but clearly you need to have a content creation calendar that keeps you on top of what you need to do on a weekly basis. Okay? Good, good. Anyone else?
Hey, Mary Jo, Joellen.
Hi, Joellen.
Hello there. Thank you for sharing this. This has been such a key thing in keeping my team successful for years. I work with a lot of home-based moms and with kids and things. And when we sign people up, we have them do a calendar in pencil.
Love it.
Of their ideal week. I have them do an ideal week, and then I have them take the paper home and have the kids put down their week and all in pencil, and then they bring it back to their – I do 3 follow-up calls when I'm launching a new person.
Wow.
And we color it in like you did. And then we
Great.
Take it home. They take it home and they hang it up on the wall and they all compare notes.
Wonderful.
One of our gals hates being on the internet, and she took a big one of those boards that you put up on the wall that are magnetic. And
uh-huh.
somewhere she found little rectangular colored magnets that you could write on, and they label them with different things. And every Sunday after church when they're having lunch, they review their schedules for the week and they rearrange the magnets. So for people that
I love it.
Savvy, it is such a cool thing. I mean, it took
I love
all
it.
The stress out of our life with 3 kids going in 3 different directions. So
I know. Does everybody get that? Did you hear what Joe? I mean, it's what we. Our society hates scheduling because we hate being like put into a box. But the idea is, when you put yourself in that box in scheduling, you have the greatest freedom in your whole life. It's
you
amazing.
You know that's absolutely true. I never wore a watch. Ever.
Yep.
I
yep.
hated being on a schedule, but my calendar is like my freedom. It's
Yeah.
Instead of
yep.
binding me in, it frees me up because I get to set
Absolutely.
Boundaries and say, "Oh, I get to do Manifest now! Yay!
Yay!"
So, anyway,
Joellen,
thank
perfect.
You for sharing that. Thank
Absolutely,
you for sharing.
Absolutely, and thank you for sharing. I mean, you're a leader extraordinaire in the field, and I just value you immensely. So, thanks much. Anyone
thank
else?
You.
You bet. Okay, everybody, let's go out and make it happen. Let's get the calendar done. I'm going to check in with you next Monday morning, and it better be done, right? Okay, let's get out there and shift directionals and really make this happen. All right, love you guys. Have a great week. Bye, everybody.